And once again, welcome to the Fall Folk Festival. The actual kickoff of the Fall Folk Festival in recent years has been the KPBX broadcast live from that festival. We're here at Spokane Community College on the northeast side of Spokane. We have a great audience here in the room, and we have a great audience in Radio Land, and some of you are listening in your cars, and you need to drive right here for two great days until 10 o'clock tonight, and then for much of tomorrow of the Fall Folk Festival. We're so pleased to be back. We've been doing this for about 20 years. And Carlos, we have a great lineup. Who do we get to enjoy?
We do. We're going to kick off today's show with Free Whiskey, the band. We're not handing out free whiskey. It hasn't come to that yet. I've tried to get these guys to come to the Fall Folk Festival for years, and they were always saying, I don't know, I'm too busy, I'm going to be doing my hair that weekend or something or another. But I finally got them to come. They started playing the festival last year, and we're going to have them kick off today's broadcast with lots of fun and merriment. They're kind of like a great Irish bar band. You're going to have fun with them. And after that, we're going to hear from Truck Mills. He does an amazing, amazing selection of music, anything stringed instruments, terrific stuff. We're going to hear from Michael and Keller and Millam. They've been on the show before. They've been around the Spokane musical scene forever, and they're going to entertain us, and that's going to be really good. And that's just the first half of the show, and we'll get to the other ones as we go along.
And so let's think about the poster. One of the recent things that's happened with this is the poster, and we've had all kinds of imitations of Grant Wood and then Italian Masters. And if you noticed on the poster this year, it was a great Italian Masters in which, wasn't it Venus from Botticelli, is holding, of all instruments, a bagpipe.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. I also noticed that you are put in front of me. I don't like that, but we'll have to rectify that for next year.
There's always next year.
Well, one thing we like to do with the broadcast is when it's appropriate date-wise, we like to celebrate Veterans Day, and we have someone here to help us do it. Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919.
1918.
19, Wiki is wrong. The first anniversary of the end of World War I. Thank you, Vern. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially gives thanks to living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peacetime. Do we have some veterans in the house today?
Mm-hmm.
Will you please stand up? Veterans, stand up. Please stand up. Thank you for your service. Oh, gosh, we've got a quarter of the audience. Thank you so much. So in keeping with the theme of bagpipes today and honoring veterans, we've got Dan Grimes here, and he's going to lay some bagpipe music on us. Thank you, Dan Grimes. Amazing. All right, let's bring our first band out here, Free Whiskey. This Celtic folk rock band is known for inciting random acts of dancing, revelry, and spontaneous sing-alongs. Free Whiskey performs a mix of old and new, playing punchy pub fare, traditional Irish melodies and rowdy rock anthems to fit any crowd. I think they're going to be a match for you guys. This six-member, although someone's not here today, five-member band consists of drums, guitar, fiddle, mandolin, bass, whistle, bowron, and lush vocals. Let's have a big welcome for Sean, Wayne, Mary, Brad, and Maria. Free Whiskey.
Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I'm unblame. Ye shall hear, ye shall hear. Your doctrines I'm unblame. Ye shall hear. What is right, what is wrong? By the law, by the law. What is right and what is wrong? By the law. What is right, what is wrong? The weak and armless.
For the ice,
he ho, around standing in when each man takes a tramp with our bats in our hands. It was Erlai Portico. Every man showed his action, felt the missing of a blow. Laddie, whack ball, the laddie, laddie, whack ball the day. Some were killing, some were crawling, some were hauling on board. The more they went firing and a missing of the hair load. In the dusk of the evening, all hands in from the cold. We counted 900 fine sculpts in the hole.
Thank you. We'll be playing at 3:30 this afternoon also, so come on down.
This is our last song. It's called The Crested Hen, or Le Poulet Houppé, depending on who you talk to.
Thank you so much, Free Whiskey.
Free Whiskey will be back in this very room, in the auditorium here at Spokane Community College. They'll be back at 3:30 this afternoon to perform again the lineup of folks that we have. Now, it takes a lot to run anything like this. The Fall Folk Festival is technically free. People come in the door and just have a good time. They're selling some nice buttons that help pay for it and things like that. And those devoted folks from the Folklore Society have been just working and working to get the thing going. But it does take a lot of help. It takes a lot of effort, not only for that, but for radio shows and for anything else. So, yep, the WITS, that great tradition of sponsorship. Garrison Keillor kept it alive. And we have some fine, fine new organizations to advocate for you on this sort of sponsorship for the Fall Folk Festival. And we would like to begin with our newest sponsor. It's called Easy Vote, your new election service.
You know, it's easy to be dismayed by this election cycle. Now that we're through all that, think how easy it would be next time to vote with Easy Vote. You input your personal data and have our service simply vote for you.
Think about it. You can avoid all those odious political advertisements, completely dispense listening to the debates, get rid of paging through that inky newsprint voter's guide, and you'll be able to hang up with impunity on faceless pre-recorded messages. And you don't even have to know what Aleppo is, either.
For our low subscriber fee, we gather all your pertinent information. Height, weight, voting history, hair color, gender preference, or fluid if that's the case, married or single, cat or dog person, age, vegan or omnivore, free range or farm bred, coug or husky, gold or black dress, Genghis Khan or Alexander the Great, and any unresolved issues from previous relationships.
We then use a scientifically valid algorithm to determine whom among the current crop of candidates you would likely be happiest with. And with your prior consent, we are authorized to vote for you. All you need to do is wake up on that Wednesday morning and breathe a huge, thankful sigh of relief that it's over and done.
So why bother worrying when you don't need to take all the responsibility to read or think? And no need to be a nasty woman to your alt-right neighbor.
Easy Vote, you feel like you are almost in a real democracy.
So if you're listening to this radio broadcast out there and just tuned in, you may be wondering what the heck is going on. I'm Carlos Alden, and Vern Windham and Milad and Abide and I are all down here at the Fall Folk Festival at Spokane Community College, having a great time kicking off the weekend of this 21st annual festival. We are having fun with some guests, some performers that will be joining us. And I don't know, Vern, what else you got to say about that? Have you been out there cruising lobby?
It's so great out there. If you've never been to the Fall Folk Festival, you just got to do it. Spokane Community College in the Lehrer Auditorium, plenty of parking, easy to be here. There, right outside our door, there's that big concourse, and it's one endless hootenanny, if we can use the term. People just having fun playing out in the hall. There's all kinds of folks with displays and selling things, guitars and folk instruments, clothing from all around the world. It is a really great celebration of an entire world. And the great definition, and we'll have it today on this show, and it'll keep coming to you through the Folk Festival, what a wide and inclusive world it is. Thanks to the Folk Festival, and I think more than ever, we need to keep this wide and inclusive world alive. And so we do it as we move to our next performers. Who do we have?
We do. Our next performer is Truck Mills. Acclaimed Northwest guitarist Truck Mills has a foundation in the country blues tradition, but he roves far and wide from this grounding. Wow, I like the way he used the word roves. He plays traditional and original music from the Middle East and South America on the Turkish zaz, the South American charango, and the Middle Eastern oud. I love that word, oud. Truck has shared the stage with artists such as Keb Mo and Jesse Colin Young and has been featured on Spokane Public Radio. Known for his finger-picked slide guitar in which he found inspiration from Blind Willie Johnson, Truck is looking to find and immerse himself in the music that touches deep inside all of us. We've had Truck on the broadcast before years ago, and it is time to bring him back. A big hand for Truck Mills.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great pleasure. Thank you, Carlos and Vern, for having me on the show. Everybody knows that was Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now, and I'm going to play an original song, a song I wrote on the South American charango, and it's called Moonlight Croquet. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'd like to play one last song here. The good old Stephen Foster song. That seems to be timeless, despite it being over 150 years old. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Truck Mills. And that's the exact kind of energy we need right now. Oh, that was so beautiful, Truck. Thank you so much.
He'll be back tomorrow. Truck Mills is playing Sunday at 11 in the Underground Room. Let me spend just a minute to talk about the rooms. If you've not come to the Fall Folk Festival, there's 8 different rooms. It's the whole sense of those rooms represents the array and the variation. Here in the Lair Auditorium, they have a lot of the larger groups. We have this big stage here, as does the Sasquatch Room. And those two rooms are going all the time with generally the larger groups with a few more people in them, but not always. Then there's a couple smaller rooms. The Conference Room has some nice intimate solo performers going on, and the Underground is everything you'd want in an underground room, another smaller room downstairs here in the Lair with a range of performers. And then there is the dancing, because the cafeteria stage has a lot of dancing going constantly, dance workshops and all kinds of dance groups. And then there's an entire room just for bluegrass. So if that's what you're looking for, you will get taken care of well in the bistro stage. And then the Fall Folk Festival has grown so big, not only did a few years ago it move to adding another day, they come back on Sunday, but they added another building. So just right across the lawn, Building 5 has a family stage. Take the kids over there, and Jenny Edgren and among others will be taking good care of them throughout the middle of the day. And then in the small gym, it's also a real range of things that represents some of the great range of countries. There's a hula group, there's African dance, there's Scottish pipers, there's Zimbabwe marimba players, and all kinds of folks going on there. So 8 rooms continuously till 10 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow from 10 until 5.